FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, and you can take control of the show. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. All you have to do is get in touch with us. Again, 800-259-9231. It's the Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, there's also the live Saturday show, which you'll experience tomorrow night from 7 until 10 Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And, of course, every evening we all bring in different stuff that we want to talk about. But, again, you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Push your agenda. Rant. I know you've got something that you want to get off your chest tonight, Scott. We'll get to that here shortly. Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. And you can tune in there, as a matter of fact. We've got live streaming, including a broadband version of the show and the dial-up version, so everybody who's online can listen, and it's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. By the way, we're still number one in the world over at podcastalley.com.
Still hanging on.
Thanks to all of you who voted this week, and of course, we've made it even easier than before to vote. All you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com.
That's right. If you haven't voted, please do, because I'm sure we're not hanging on by much. Vote.freetalklive.com. When did you do this?
I think it was Monday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can see a picture of Scott if you go to butthead.freetalklive.com.
No, you cannot.
Not yet.
Anyway, vote.freetalklive.com. If you have not voted this week, go do it and tell some of your friends to do it as well. We are on top by about 20 votes right now, so it's still a close contest. The number two show is definitely tough competition, but we've been number one now for about 6 days.
Yeah.
Which is great. Since the beginning.
The number two show has been number one a lot longer than we have.
They've been around doing podcasting longer than we have.
I'm just saying that they've been they've spent a lot more time in that number one slot than we have.
I love the fact that we really need people
to vote for us.
I love, that's one thing, they're the podcasting veterans. They've been doing it for like 7 months.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. they're the old timers.
Now, and I've got to say,
for the record,
though,
we've been doing this show for over 2 years. It's
just
we've only been podcasting it for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, and there's really not much difference between doing a talk show and doing a podcast, except that they get to go back and edit their short little, 45-minute shows, right?
Yeah, I mean, most of the podcasters edit their shows, but the big difference between what we do and what most of the podcasters do is we do a legitimate, if you will, radio talk show that's produced live. We can take callers. We're actually doing this show. We're here right now as you're listening to us here on Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We're in a studio, whereas the podcasters can record their show any old time they want, and then they put it up online, but nobody can ever really call in because they're not live shows for the most part.
And, it kind of draws some parallels to other shows. Now, certainly we're not the only live radio show in America.
Certainly
not. We offer our archives, our MP3s of the show for free to people.
That's
why we're able to be the number one podcast in the world.
Because everybody else, the radio industry is sort of jumping on the bandwagon of podcasting. Mm-hmm. You got the Glenn Beck out there, the Phil Hendrys, all these guys are getting on
board. I know O'Reilly's been talking about doing it.
I know that Dave Ramsey is doing it as well.
Dave Ramsey's offering an...
All the big names are hopping on board, but most all of them, I think except for Dave Ramsey, I think he's doing an hour of his show for free.
Yes, he's doing an hour
But everybody else is charging for it. So Free Talk Live is the only, not only did we lead the industry in podcasting, but we're also one of the only shows that's out there not charging. I think Al Franken is podcasting as well, but I think it's kind of like one of his people that is doing it. And
well, might as well give that show away for free because
is it
isn't
bad?
Worth crap.
Have you heard it?
I've listened to the that whole liberal talk radio network, and I kind of like it, but... their ratings are just, they awful.
I don't know about that, and that's not what I've heard when I've been calling around. It depends on what city they're in. I mean, if you're doing liberal talk in Seattle or San Francisco or something, I think that you could do all right.
Sure not doing good in New York City. And believe me, if you can't carry the number one market, you can't carry. I mean, that's just all there's going to, they're not going to go anywhere if they can't carry the number one market.
You know, I've been lucky enough to not listen to any of that. From what I hear, it's a stroke of luck on my part to not have been exposed to it.
Well, Jerry Springer's got his own show now.
Yeah, and you and I disagree on how interesting that show is.
Well, that would make it almost worth listening to. I do want to hear some of Jerry Springer's
show.
He's
on in this market.
Yes.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, he would probably come from this market. So.
Sometimes, yes, he is. Anyway, moving on. Scott, you had something that you wanted to get off your chest about. We're speaking of the radio industry.
Okay, well, this was something that is happening on a local radio station in the Tampa Bay area this morning. they recently replaced their morning crew, and so they've got these new guys trying to make a name for themselves on the big 100,000-watt rock station.
This is the... are they 100,000 watts?
They're 100,000 watts.
Who's that? What station?
98.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah.
That's the same station that, I mean, most people don't hear of rock stations in their areas of around the country, except for the ones they're used to, but this is the one that had the Bubba show.
I think
pretty much everybody has heard of Bubba the Love Sponge and his whole controversy and getting kicked off the air. This is that same station, so that's who they're replacing.
Yeah, they replaced, when they took Bubba the Love Sponge off the air.
Replacements.
Bubba the Love Sponge off the air, they filled him in with another show, and then they took that show off the air and they replaced that with music. Now they're putting something on in the morning that's talk and music. And these guys are trying to be interesting, and it's not working very well. But they've got this new gimmick that they're doing, and they're calling it Sex Offender Fridays. And what this
listen close, Ian. We might consider this, whatever it is.
All right.
maybe we need a gig.
We need a gimmick, man.
Some kind of gimmick.
Sorry. No. Keep going.
All right. So on Sex Offender Fridays, what they do during the week is they get the names and addresses of the registered sex offenders in the Tampa Bay area from
website, probably, right?
From websites and stuff like that. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has it available on their website. And people who listen to the radio station can call in and say, hey, I know this guy lives in my neighborhood, and here's the link to his profile. I want you guys to come to my neighborhood. And what they're doing is they're going to neighborhoods. They pick one sex offender every Friday. They go to this neighborhood with signs with the guy's picture and his profile from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's website, and they start putting signs in all the yards in the neighborhood. They go up and knock on people's doors and get permission to put these signs up.
Because as you were saying that, I was wondering what the audio content would be that I would want to listen to. Because having some radio intern drive around a neighborhood putting up signs isn't exactly a radio-ish thing that you can really do on the air very well. So is the audio portion them actually asking for permission from the neighbors?
Nope, not at all. The audio is people calling in. The audio is people calling in with their opinion of this, saying...
They talk about the crime that the guy committed, etc.
Or they know the guy, or you know, they or what steps they're doing to, you know, protect their children from the evils of the sex offender in their neighborhood. And then what these guys are doing is, Clear Channel also owns an outdoor advertising division. They have billboards and things of that nature.
Dear God.
And so what they're doing is, if Clear Channel has any extra billboard inventory in the area where they're going with the sex offender, they're going to put his profile up on the billboard, too. So people driving down the street will see this guy's picture and have his name and address and all of that stuff just up on the billboard. And the thing that, I mean, that irritates me in and of itself just because it's obnoxious to do, just in general, whether or not you agree with what the guy did, whether or not you agree with what the sex offender did, it's just an obnoxious move. But then this one woman this morning was out jogging and she saw the radio station's big H2 driving down the street and putting signs in the yard. She was jogging along behind it and pulling all the signs up.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, all right, this person has gone to jail. He's done whatever it is he needs to do. He has a right to his privacy and his life now. Mm-hmm. And she was pulling the signs up out of the yard. And so the DJs on the air started talking about what a horrible woman she was and how she probably just wants these kids to get molested and killed.
Please.
And, you know, how do we know that she's not working with him to try and plot something, the kidnapping of innocent neighborhood children, and then just going on and on about how horrible she is and probably molests toddlers.
Oh, please.
And,
it's pathetic.
I know. I mean, they have nothing better that they can do to try and draw attention to their show.
Come on, put a guy in a chicken suit out in the middle of the highway. It's easy to get listeners.
Listen to the big chicken on 100.1.
Yeah. Honk, honk.
We'll pay $100 an hour to listen to our radio station.
Oh. It's the 100.1 workday.
Yep,
workathon.
They use them all. All these rock stations and music stations just rotate the same promotional games around the country, basically. They just all rip one another off. Anyway, more coming up. 800-259-9231. Do you think sex offenders should be outed, I guess, is the important question here.
Right.
Free Talk Live, more coming back. 800-259-9231.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Friday night edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with approaching, I think we're up to about 450 users, and we've got over 14,000 posts for you to surf around through. So all kinds of good stuff there. Different conversations, everything from the serious to the strange. The very, very funny, I think. Lots of different people interacting. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Speaking of the Free State, New Hampshire, there's an update on the outlaw manicurist that we talked about earlier this week. So we'll get to that hopefully coming up sometime tonight again before 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Wasn't today his day?
Mm-mm. That's going to be on Monday.
Monday.
We'll get into the details coming up later. But right now, Scott, you're talking about a radio station here in the Tampa Bay area, the local rock station, that has been driving around on Fridays, putting up signs in people's yards in the neighborhoods where sex offenders live.
Yes.
I guess revealing who the guy is, what his address is, and what his crime is, I would suppose. And they probably put their logo on it as well, I would guess.
Most likely. They put... Actually, what I think they put on their signs is they put, of course, their logo and where you can, what their dial position is, their website address and telephone number to call into the show. and they were getting calls all morning.
I'm sure they were.
Well, so what your position is on this, Scott, is that you don't think that they should, that anybody should be outed as far as you go in, you serve your time as a sex offender, you get out, and that's it, right?
Well, that's kind of how I feel, yeah. I mean, that's the way our system is supposed to work.
Don't you
think you're
being
punished for a crime. After the punishment is over, time to move on.
But isn't this, I mean, isn't this basically a extension of the punishment? Aren't they basically extending? They're just not keeping you under bars, basically. They're not keeping you in prison, but they still have the punishment going on for another 10 or 20 years beyond that.
Okay, well, my real problem that comes along with this is the fact that sex offenders are the only criminals who are required to register themselves after they've served time for any sort of
crime. It's not true. That's not a true statement. It is practically true, in a practical sense it is true, but it is not, in fact, legally true. All offenders in the state of Florida are required, all felons are required to register when they move. They just don't enforce that law.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
Okay.
But I'm not trying to blow the wind out of your sails.
Right.
They don't enforce it.
Interesting. But they could if they wanted to.
I suppose they
wanted to pick on you.
But my point on this is, as a class, sex offenders are the most likely to be recidivants.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. To be fair, the term sex offender, I don't know if it's this way in the state of Florida, but we've read articles from around the country, and we've heard from people that have said that if you are urinating in public, that's
a sex offender. Right. Now,
let's
be clear that the people that are urinating in public probably learned their lesson. They don't do that nonsense anymore or whatever it is that they did, and they don't do it again. But
it's not nonsense to urinate in public, dude. If you gotta go, you gotta go.
Right. I understand where you're coming from. What I'm saying is that that sex offenders as a class are so recidivant that they still drag up the public urinators with them. I mean, as far as the statistics go. I mean, they're so likely to reoffend that the guy that isn't reoffending, the numbers are still statistically much higher that they're going to do it.
So the answer then is, so you support what they do then, man? Would you support the
I think the radio station is being gratuitous and trying to garner ratings by screwing around. That's what I think.
And the registration system that's in place, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement making names and addresses and photos of sex offenders available on their website, just opens up the opportunity for things like this to take place.
Well, this has happened before in other areas of the country. It's not necessarily on a radio station's part, but just activist groups. These anti-sex offender activist groups. These just happen to be activists who probably have their own radio show. So,
it's a freedom of information issue as far as sex offenders go. I mean, that's public should be able to know that. That's no big deal to me. That's a freedom of information issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think the parents should be able to go to a website or, find that information out themselves. Yeah,
why is it that we just don't keep an eye on our kids? It seems to me like this is kind of an abrogation of parental responsibility.
Let's be clear that a couple of these abductions have happened through the windows of the houses that these girls are from.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, see, here's what ends up happening, though, in situations like this. These abductions is what started this whole, the ability for this radio station to get as much attention from this action as they're getting.
Sure.
But what ends up happening is there are a few abductions. People freak out, and then they look for registered sex offenders in their area.
Right.
They find out that someone's a sex offender, and so the entire neighborhood, they get their pitchforks and torches, and they converge on this person's house.
Well, we talked about a story a week ago, I think, where a dude killed himself as a result of the threats from the neighbors.
Right, exactly. You're a nice guy. You've never done anything wrong since you've moved in here. We have no problems with you up until right now, and that's because someone completely unrelated to you did something else. You've been clean. You've had a clean slate for the past 10 years. Get out.
I think that's mostly perceptual on the part of the sex offender. Like, really, I don't think that happened.
When you've got neighbors burning crosses in your front lawn, I don't think that's a perception error, man. Which,
and did you just call me a sex offender?
No, I think that's perceptual.
Okay, because it's my perception as well, as an outsider. And so I was just curious where you were going with that.
No, they do not, have not, will not congregate in front of their door with torches and pitchforks.
Okay.
Yes, there are probably going to be incidences of graffiti and, that kind of thing. But teenage boys are probably doing this, quite honestly.
I don't know
about
that.
They've been egged on to some extent by their parents.
Now, soccer moms are probably doing this.
I doubt very seriously they are.
I could very easily see, at least here in the state of Florida, kind of the redneck community doing
It's usually this. The young rednecks that do this kind of thing.
Hmm.
I mean, you're not. It's not a 50-year-old man out there doing that.
You don't think so?
I don't believe that.
It's a good question. I don't know, but I think it's inappropriate. I've got to side with Scott on this one. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Manwich, that you want to alert parents to this sort of thing, but just because there's a sex offender living down the street, just because there's a sex offender living down the street, a former sex offender, doesn't mean that there's not three more that haven't been caught living on your same street that you don't know about. So it would seem to me that if you care about your kids, you just educate them correctly as to not to talk to strangers, don't open the window to strangers.
I don't think that these people open windows. I think that they were burglarized and they abducted these girls.
Well, I think it's hard to say that most sex offenders do this sort of thing. I mean, on the spectrum of sex offenders...
No, I'm not saying that they do.
Well, but they're all getting the same bad rap as a result of it, and that's not fair.
Fair schmear. I mean, just be clear. Just be clear. Fair schmear. That's what I said. The fact is...
I heard you, and you're a dork.
Thanks.
Yeah. The fact is what?
That, you know, these people have the opportunity, have the right to be able to defend themselves. It's a freedom of information issue. If they're going to get all blown up over somebody who got charged in 1976 for peeing on a tree in a public park, you know, and they got called a sex offense or exposure, uh-huh. I think that personally that flashing shouldn't really be called a sex offense because I think that...
Really?
I think flashing is
more of a sex offense than statutory rape, personally. And that's a huge... I mean, there's a huge amount of people that get put into prison for statutory rape.
I think there certainly are.
What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. Or, of course, you can call in and bring up just about any old thing. We apparently have a young kook on the line. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that coming up. This is your show. It's for a kook.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Now for this week's episode of The Service Station Dilemma. When you fill your car up with gas, should you pump 92 octane or 87? When we come back, it's a game of automotive high or low.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com. to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
More is always better, right? Not at the pump. Though some cars are designed with high compression engines that require high 90 plus octane fuel, other engines operate at a much lower pressure and temperature. These low compression engines can't produce the internal heat necessary to burn high octane gas. Result?
unburned fuel that causes performance problems and pollution and waste your cash. So next time you're gassing, don't guess. Before you spend your hard-earned money, check the owner's manual for the octane just right for your car. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. We got a few callers on the line that are going to do just that. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. Right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. Keep your credit card in your wallet because we're not asking for any money. What we are asking for, though, is your vote. As you scroll down through the archives, you'll see there are a few different options for you to vote for Free Talk Live, including podtower.com, as well as a couple others. So as you're listening to our archives, take a moment and vote for the show. It makes a big difference.
And actually, I have to disagree with you slightly. I don't want your vote. I want your money. So, you know, you can.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Scott in Michigan. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich.
Yeah, why don't you guys call me a young kook before you guys went off on the commercial?
Yeah, you're a little kooky, Scott. We've heard from you before.
We could have been talking about somebody else who dropped off during the break.
Oh, you do remember me from the April 1st. So.
You even remember the date, Scott. That's
wow,
amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, I do, because it's kind of a turning point in my life, is that I should be calling into, like, shitless promotions like you. But now, ever since I'm interested in the 9/11
slow
thing...
Down, slow down, Scott. I can't really hear you, man. Go ahead.
What?
Slow down.
Take it easy, dude.
Well,
I can't hear
you.
You're not clear.
Okay, well, I called in earlier about 9/11 thing, and I like the wise guys who call themselves wise guys when they're nothing but a shitless type show.
Okay, well, a lot of our listeners don't even know who you're talking about, so there's no point in plugging other shows. Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind tonight is I'm trying to expose our government for creating 9/11.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've got, there's documented proof that Bush signed a document called W199I or something like that.
Yeah.
It said the FBI did not arrest any Al-Qaeda members whatsoever.
Oh, yeah?
Why did Bush want to blow up the 9/11 building? Or the
if he's part of the
New
World Order that I described on that first time I called India.
Okay. All right. I do recall that. Yeah.
He's part of the New World Order. Remember? I just tried it pretty thoroughly.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
That ain't funny.
What are you talking about?
All right. Now, Scott, here's a question for you.
Okay.
All right. So George Bush is part of the New World Order, and because of his actions as a part of that organization, he signed a document that authorized the blowing up of the World Trade Center, correct?
Not the blowing of the World Trade Center. He helped fund it, but he
I'm sorry, he was partially responsible for the actions that took place because of a document.
Yeah, he was partially responsible, but that was not the document that he signed.
Okay, and again, can you go through with me why the people wanted those buildings brought down? What did that represent? In what fashion was that helpful to anyone?
Because for Bush and all the other high-power officials, it was helping them. Nobody else benefited.
How did it help them?
How did it help their organization, especially the president of the country in which it happened?
It's furthering their idea and their goal of getting a globalization government, a one-world government. That's all it was turning into.
It started a war.
Yeah, it started a war that they created that we should be having doing right now.
We shouldn't be in the war.
Why would the president of the United States want to create one-world government besides taking over the rest of the world? I mean, I can understand why the president of the United States would want to, like, conquer the world, but I can't understand why they would want to create another government where they may or may not be in charge.
No, all governments are going to be created in this one-world government. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Is it going to be democratically elected? How are they going to get there? I mean...
What they're trying to do is they're trying to, you know, use scare tactics on people, and that basically works so far.
Right. You sound scared. Hey, well, Scott, let me ask you this. What are you going to do about it?
What I'm trying to do, boss, I'm trying to wake up people.
You're just going
to
call radio shows? Because most people are really just going to think you're total kook.
No, I'm not just calling radio shows. I've already been, you know, doing a couple things around my town a little
like
bit.
Like what,
you know?
Posting flyers? I mean, seriously, what are you doing?
I got into a little debate with a couple of my classmates the other day.
That's going to make a difference.
One of my teachers I got into a fight with, basically, about 9/11.
Right.
It's the sophomore revolt of 2005.
It actually is eighth grade revolt.
Oh, even better.
I'm not trying to come down too hard on you, Scott. I think it's important if you believe in something, I think it's important to speak out about it. I think it's important to open your mouth and tell people about it. So I don't want to be too harsh on you there. I just think that the whole concept is a little bit silly. And regardless of why it happened, regardless of who made it happen, the fact is it did happen. And as a result, the United States has invaded a sovereign nation, which is Iraq. And as a result, the government has gotten bigger and more intrusive and more expensive than ever. But talking about this conspiracy theory isn't going to do you any good. It's not going to really win you any converts. What you need to do is talk about getting government out of people's lives. That's the real
issue. Well, I'm trying to also stir up, too. I've been in the works, and I'm trying to write a book called about A Revolution is Rising. I'm trying to inspire people that we should revolt against our government, which we have the right to do.
Uh-huh.
That's in our Declaration of Independence, that we have the right to abolish our government and install a new one if they become too, like...
Well, he's right. Scott's right about that. Hey,
clear. Yep.
Scott, we really appreciate the call. Thanks for it, man. 1-800-259-9231.
I don't know if they dropped him or not. I still have a question.
No, he's gone.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm calling you from the Gandhi Watch Party.
The Gandhi Watch
like
Party?
Wonder, guys.
Isn't he dead?
Oh,
listen to that.
There's people there. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the Gandhi Watch Party, like it was a group of people who had a candidate on the ballot. You know, just...
So we're watching the movie Gandhi to get prepped for our little civil disobedience on Mondays.
How many people are there, Dave?
Just six of us here. Watching.
That's pretty good for a Gandhi Watch Party, I think. Now, you have to recap, of course, Dave. What's going on Monday?
We're going to have an act of civil disobedience on Monday where one of our members is going to stand in front of the board of barbering and deliver a manicure against the laws of New Hampshire, the licensing laws of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to deliver an unlicensed manicure. We call him the outlaw manicurist.
That sounds dangerous.
Yes, I know. You never know what could happen if you're giving a manicure without a license.
You might chip a nail or something like that.
Exactly. But he is he's going to do that at noon on Monday. And the latest, I guess, occurrence is just that he's been getting a lot of press today. We've got an article that appeared on the front page of the Exeter paper.
That is fantastic.
Paper.
I actually saw that earlier today, and it's an excellent article. It spun very well, I think, in the pro-freedom direction. The state, the people who are representing the state of New Hampshire in this case that are filing, they filed a few injunctions against the outlaw manicurist, and they just looked pathetic in the article. They just really looked embarrassingly bad.
They failed to comment, and they also, filing an injunction, they unilaterally withdrew the injunction yesterday, changed their mind.
That, to me, is a huge win. And I like the circumstances that surrounded it. They called him, one of the people from the court or something like that, actually called up Mike, the outlaw manicurist, and they basically asked him, are you going to reconsider? Because we filed this injunction against you. Are you going to reconsider? And he kept saying no. They kept asking him with different phraseology, are you going to reconsider? They asked him over and over again, and he kept saying no. There's no chance I'm going to reconsider. So then they apparently hung up, and an hour later he got a call from somebody else saying they'd rescinded the injunction.
Yep.
So standing up and doing what you believe in this case, got the government to back down. Now, they tried all the scare tactics. They sent the sheriff to his house. They filed these injunctions against him. They tried to make as much noise as possible and tried to be as big and hulking and, we're the government, you stop. No manicures. And he kept standing in front of them and saying, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to be there on Monday, and I'm going to do this. And they backed down. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens coming up this Monday. Dave, if you've got more, hang on. 1-800-259-9231, because the situation is very interesting. Of course, we're following it closely, and I'm sure we're going to hear from Dave, if not tomorrow night, Monday night, with the remainder of what happened at the outlaw manicurist situation up there in New Hampshire. If you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manly. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photos. And we put them up on the Shrine. And there are three distinct sections to the Shrine of Female Listeners. You've got the validated Shriner section, which is ladies who have sent their photo in. And in the photo, they're holding up some sort of evidence that proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they listen to Free Talk Live. There's also the regular Shriner, which is just women who've sent us their photo.
I love how you just almost dismiss them as unimportant entirely.
They're not unimportant.
You're like,
we just don't
get
very many of them anymore.
You're like, which is just women who send us their picture.
And then there's the Hall of Shame. I think they're still important, but obviously the preference is on the validated Shriner these days. And the Hall of Shame is for those that we have outed as fakes. And I believe that we've been sent another fake, guys.
So another one recently?
Yeah, another one. And this one's
When do I see it?
I'll put it up this weekend at some point.
You love to hold out on these things. You don't want anybody else to get a hold of the damn Shriners. I don't understand it. How long have you had this thing?
A couple of days.
A couple of days, and this is the first time I've heard hearing about it?
If it looks like a legitimate Shriner, I'll be in a hurry to put it up on
the
site.
No, you won't. I've seen evidence to the contrary, my friend. The only evidence I've got is that you like to keep the little Shriners in your email box and not tell anybody about them. 2 weeks ago, I came over here to do the show, and Ian opens up his email. He's like, hey, I've got another Shriner I'm going to put up over the weekend. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I looked at it. He'd had it since Tuesday, and he was just showing it to me, and then he's showing
well,
it
no,
to
it's
Manwich.
Because that
week,
look what I got. It's because that week we had already put up a new Shriner. And
girls email me pictures. You don't get girls emailing you pictures.
It's the truth. Nobody ever sends crap to me.
Oh, somebody send Manwich a picture. Manwich a free talk.
No, I don't want to see whatever it is they're going to show. Somebody's...
Did you hear that, girls? Manwich doesn't want to look at you. He's sick of you and your ugly face.
By the way, this coming Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. That means that you probably should have Mom present by now, but if you don't, it's not too late to go to theflowerplace.com.
Well, that's good, because I need to get some flowers for my mom, so I'll probably go there right after the show.
And I live in Uganda.
Is that one of those countries that they deliver to?
I would imagine
185 countries, to and from, flowers. So if Mom lives across the world, no excuse. Call theflowerplace.com at 1-866-355-0023.
It's one hell of a claim, don't you think? From and to 185 countries worldwide. I mean,
why would they make that claim if it wasn't true?
It just seems crazy, though. Like, you know, could be in Uganda, and she could be in Malaysia, and you can send flowers to her from theflowerplace.com.
As long as you got a phone or internet access, theflowerplace.com or 1-866-355-0023. So, Mom's Day coming up. You better do something about it. And I suggest theflowerplace.com. Let's go to the phones, Let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. I'm sorry to hold you through, Dave, because I know you want to watch Gandhi with the rest of the crew there. Are you still there?
They are idling, and so am I.
Well, very good. So, of course, Monday, the Outlaw Manicurist is going to be doing his thing. You've already gotten front page coverage in one of the newspapers in the state. Of course, just to recap, somebody in the state, an activist in the state of New Hampshire, is going to be giving out unlicensed manicures. And the point of it, Dave, is what? What's his issue? What is he trying to point out to people?
That licensing is not needed. That there are more effective private alternatives to licensing, which does not involve the coercion and taxation of the state.
Yeah. But Dave, if he's not licensed, how am I going to know that he's been properly trained in the use of that emery board so it's not going to slip out of his hand and hit me in the eye?
Well, two reasons. First of all, if there's no licensing done by the state, then private companies are going to have to step forward to provide certification.
But Dave, what if I don't want to get certified?
Well, then then the average person can decide whether they want to deal with a certified licensor or not.
I'm sorry, Dave. That makes entirely too much sense. We're going to have to scrap that idea.
I think it's brilliant.
And I don't see how we're going to get any revenue off of it.
Well, the real person who would lose revenue in some cases on this particular issue would be the people running the schools, cosmetology schools. Now, look, if it was certification, those schools would still be in business. They'd still get clients because people would want to certify themselves to set their business above the rest. And so, therefore, they'd send all their employees to the cosmetology school. So it's not like they'd be out a lot of money. This is just a way for them to guarantee that they get more money than they might normally. And that's the real insidious part about licensing, is it does nothing more than protect the existing businesses. It is basically a mafia protection racket run by the government. There's nothing more than that. Dave, anything else on your mind tonight? Anything else in New Hampshire going on that's exciting, or is this pretty much it at the moment?
Well yeah, there is. But the guys here at the watch party want to know when you guys are moving up here. Joining our never-ending Liberty Party.
One of our concerns is that we need people out here, outside of New Hampshire, to get new recruits. It's very difficult for you inside New Hampshire to get people to sign up for the Free State Project because people in New Hampshire aren't qualified.
Well,
right?
It's true that people who are outside the state can be very active and very effective, but once you're inside the state, you can be almost as effective at recruiting because you're saying, here I am, come follow me, instead of, hey, go do what I haven't done
yet. I agree
with
that. The only thing holding me back, Dave, is that we're not making any money yet. We got to turn a profit on this puppy first, dude. And so the most important thing for Free Talk Live right now, number one, is to get more affiliates, because with more affiliates comes more advertising revenue, and with advertising revenue comes profit eventually, and then we can move ourselves up there to do it.
Now, there is a very active Free State Project group here in the Tampa Bay area. I mean, we're going to go to a meeting on Sunday, isn't that right?
Yes, we are.
From noon to one. So, I mean, our group is active here and actively looking for people, to recruit. So I think that people can be outside of New Hampshire and still working very hard for the new state.
Absolutely.
The Free State, excuse me.
Dave, and you guys are doing a fantastic job there. And if you don't get arrested on Monday with the rest of the crew, give us a call and let us know how it goes, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, dude. Enjoy the movie, 800-259-9231. I've heard that Gandhi is a pretty good movie. I might have to check that out.
I hope Dave calls from the county jail.
Yeah. I don't know. Those long distance charges are a bitch. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Coming back with more.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of chances for you to get your calls in and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates where we will clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about Free Talk Live. And I smell a new affiliate coming very soon. Of course, I can't say anything quite yet. It's not official.
What's it smell like?
It smells like New Hampshire.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it smells like freedom.
Actually, it smells like an AM/FM simulcast. So, actually, it'll
sounds
probably
like
be two affiliates. Yeah, so if you're on the ball, you can probably go figure out which ones they are, but I can't say anything else. 800-259-9231. Tell me about the Freedom Tower, man.
Well, I was kind of thinking about after Scott, the young gentleman called.
Yes.
And you know, he's talking about the
14-year-old Scott.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Conspiracies that are going on behind 9/11 and all that.
Right,
stuff.
All the ones his dad tells him about.
Maybe he does.
I just have to say, I was disturbed by that phone call because I heard a baby, and so I don't know if it's a sibling or if he's 14-year-old and a father and possibly filling a young child with his idiocy.
It sounds to me like you're just easily disturbed.
I'm hoping it's a sibling.
I saw on the news tonight the Freedom Tower has been scrapped. Not completely scrapped, but they're going to go back to redesigning because they were going to build it 1,776 feet tall, you know, you get the semblance there.
And it was going to be made of glass, and angels were going to live on top
of it. Whatever it was, you know. And, like, some people were worried that it was going to be too tall and it would draw people who wanted to fly planes into it. Right? And he,
a bunker. That's what we need. They're just a bunker.
Right? It's the bunker, freedom bunker. It's the freedom flat manhole thing.
It's the pit of hope.
Maybe they could do a reverse tower. They could dig down 1,776 feet.
Not in Manhattan. You'd probably hit water,
yeah,
I'd imagine,
right,
at some point or another. Now, I don't get it. And now, what in the world are you not going to build a building because somebody might fly a plane into it?
You're scared?
I'm definitely scared, but it's like me saying I'm not going to go to work. Somebody might try to hit my car today.
Do you think that the insurance companies weren't going to insure it? Do you think that was a factor?
That may very well be a factor. I say that we build the tallest damn building in the world there. You know, beat Kuala Lumpur and Sri Lanka and the United Arab Emirates and all those people and, you know, build the tallest building in the world there.
Who has the tallest building in the world?
Right now it's the United Arab Emirates.
Interesting.
I think. I mean,
okay,
like, our listeners are smarter than I am, and,
right,
and one of them out there is bound to know better if I'm mistaken, but I believe it to be the United Arab Emirates. And I couldn't tell you what city it's in.
So they've scrapped the plans. Now they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and, like shave a few stories off of it?
I guess. I mean, that's the idea. It's just too tall. It's dangerous to put a big, tall building here in Manhattan skyline.
They're also afraid that businesses aren't going to want to buy space in it, you know.
That's a good point.
Now, that seems to be a real issue because apparently there's a building next door in
right,
the, you know, that general vicinity that... There's some vacancies on.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the clients are scared, then you might as well not build, right? I mean, if you can't get people to commit to getting in the building.
I'll tell you, people are very conservative about their businesses,
right,
where they might take risks personally. When it comes to their businesses, they don't take risks, and I don't know whether people are going to take...
That's retarded.
Why?
You have to take risk in business. That's what business is about. If you don't take a risk,
but is
then
being in the Freedom
no
Tower is being in the Freedom Tower any kind of calculated risk?
I don't know.
What would be the advantage to it? You can lead the nation. I'm not scared of those people. Come and get me in the
point.
Freedom Tower. I mean, you know what?
Yeah, there's no real sales point there. Anyway, more coming up. Hour number two on the way. You take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...